Yes, yeah. Greetings, Alafia, I say, good, how you doing? And all those things like that, peace on you. I have to keep it, the first things that really come to my mind when you're dropping these jewels, not to try to think too hard with it, But, go off with the energy of the same. But welcome to the other side of the moon. If this is just the first time here, man, it's your boy, Najee Maserati, your host, the king, the young man, the guy, whatever way you want to do it, that you want to, give me these verbs or adjectives or whatever you want to use, pronouns and nouns, to, figure out who this voice is you're listening to. And shout out to everybody who's been tuning in, man. Shout out to Morocco. They've been holding it down on there because they like what's going on. Italy, who was that over there? Who was the other one? I want to say Germany, but I don't think it was Germany. But I need to go back and look at the roster again and see. But yeah, shout out to all those guys, Brazil. They've been holding it down. Definitely. And all the fans out there in the States that's been here with us on the other side of the moon. I guess you guys all been getting on your rocket ship and zooming to the side with me. But, let's move forward into it, because I don't like to prolong. I'd like to be like a lot of those other podcasts, that's just like a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Let's get to what we're talking about here. I try to put a lot of humor, I keep it raw. So most times, when I'm recording, I'm out in the field or around friends or wherever it may be, in traffic, somewhere like that. Getting some live energy, surrounding that's actually going on. The vibrations, and that's actually what this is about today. On the other side of the moon, we're talking about music, actually, music, being frequency programming, our music is frequency, our music being vibrations, all one of the same, but I guess different ways to break down what we're actually trying to say to you, the etymology, music is frequency. Obviously that's something I'm super into. If you know who I am, Najee Maserati, ABM Life Entertainment, we're big on this music thing. And where people don't know the power of even production, The producers have a big role in this music, Especially when when you're producing and what you're making. It's not let me put these tracks together, these sounds together, these things, boom, boom, pow, pow, and make something. But when you really tune in, to the science of what you're actually doing, you could actually program the music to make you go to sleep. There's music that actually make you where they help you astral project or heal your body or get angry or sad or happy, whatever it may be, And that's a crazy actually energy. It's powerful, They actually have frequencies and sounds that they can put through the air, the government and all kind of people actually use, They can actually put it through the air, And it'll make people start feeling sad or mad and angry or unhappy or rage, and they don't know why. Then, they'll push it with some kind of something they saw you on TV, or somebody dies, or some kind of political event will happen, and boom, everyone's just angry and they don't know why, and the riot starts. And they're like they don't even know how the frequency has been pulling that, or whatever music you may listen to every morning at night before you go to sleep, or what you're doing throughout the day. It actually is proven, especially the ones that you listen to before you're sleeping and when you're waking, it's actually proven that it does create the experiences that you have throughout the day and weeks, or the energies, because energies, thoughts, and emotions are all frequencies, and they all help manifest. Every thought and every emotion is a frequency, and music is a frequency. So putting that into your mind of the sounds and the thoughts and emotions, why when you hear certain music, you're like, I hear this track and it makes me boom. Or I hear this track and I don't hurt anymore. Or, it makes me just feel like I want to cry. Or it makes me feel like I can do 20 backflips. Or I just want to go, run down and start a riot somewhere. Who knows? Whoever's listening or absorbing the energy or the frequency and whatever's being manipulated through it, just tension and stuff like that, You feel me? It's like, you know, people, you ever go into a room and it's like, you know, people's like, yo, I could feel like, you know, like, oh, I can cut this room, this knife, or this, the tension in the room with a knife type thing, you know what I mean? Or it's like so, like, stiff in there, or it's like, ugh. Or you might go to the room and like, oh, it just feels good. Like, I don't know, I just walk in and just feel like, just boom, lifted between walking in one room and another room. And it's because of the energies that are there, you know, that actually give it a magnetic pull or like field, or, you know, I guess that is a field, you might want to say, in the room, like a spice of energy, you know what I mean? A vibe, you know the vibes, shit like that going on, you know, that's, I think that's the new thing that everybody's saying right now, you know the vibes, but what's the vibes, you know what I mean? People are not really asking the right questions, you know what I'm saying? And that's because most of them really think they know the answer to it. But it's really different. There's this movie I was watching. It was called, what the hell? It had Samuel Jackson in it. It had something to do with, like, the butler. I like the butler guys. Like, the butlers, or whatever it is. What the dude was like, I don't know, he was like a butler or something like that, man. And he was like able to take his power, like, but they really was on butlers, or like janitors, but they were like in London. But like the London ones, what are those names of those guys? I don't know the names of those guys, but whatever, those guys. And like, anyway, they wind up being like secret agents or whatever, so it's kind of dope. But in part two, he had like Samuel Jackson, and he had like this power and this thing, and he had these frequencies, and he was like sending these sounds through the cell phones, and like people were like killing each other, and like their heads were blowing up and shit like that off the tombs. And they weren't knowing what's going on. Like, that's the same kind of, like, the science that we're talking about here. Like, the same kind of energy. You know what I mean? It's like, people got to think, like, how do you think a cell phone works? Like, how are you in California and talking to somebody all the way in China, and they're hearing you through this device all the way to the side of the world? Like, it's like there's a long tunnel, and your voice is just going through this connected tunnel, and it vibrates all the way through the ground to them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where's your voice going? How is your voice being captured and sent to the other side of the phone? Because people, that's what, like, the question that's normally not being asked by people. You know what I'm saying? It's like that frequency, that science. When you speak, when the energy comes out, it's like, it's traveling in molecules, like sneezes, like this, the COVID, coronavirus that's going in the air, what people's going crazy about. Well, in my opinion, I guess, it says, like, it's digital, you know what I mean? It's like the joint is just going digital. It's like, it's digital, man. It's 5G type shit, you know what I mean? You gotta pay attention to what's actually going on and how it's working. It's electric things, and it's alkaline, and, you know, the vibrations and the frequencies, man. You really gotta tune in. You gotta tune in. You know, you gotta tune into how people can broadcast external vibrations, you know, and manipulate people's minds and their feelings and their health, you know what I mean? And it's funny because, like, you know, me, I do a lot of traveling, you know, and I see, like, the different way people act, all the different energies. Like, you go to certain places and people are, like, real mad all the time. You know, it's not just, like, one person or something like that. It's, like, everybody. And then you go, like, another place, and, like, everybody's all, we're all happy and friendly and whatever, you know, it's, like, everybody. Or they have one, you go to places, they have, like, these real creep vibes, like, just really what's going on around here type, you know what I mean? It's, like, just the air. You know, people, you hear people might say that when they're talking, they're like, yo, it's in the air, you know what I mean, or whatever. And that's really that we're going into that science again, you know what I mean? That frequency vibration programming, you know, thing that's going on. And the biggest part of it is music. You know, music has a big part in it, you know what I mean? It's real powerful in it, how that moves, because, you know, music is in everything. It's in commercials and, you know, walking down the street, it's in ringtones and social media, and then everywhere you go, church and TV, school, like, everything has some kind of rhythmic vibration tune frequency to it. And when you really learn how to, like, tap into it, it's like that's when you start to, you know, explore the creation or the other side of the moon. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, man, so we just tapped in with a little bit of lightweight on that, man. You know, music, being frequency and how music is frequency programming. And actually, you know, when you really get into the deeper science, you know, my thing is here not really to give you all the answers and the jewels to it, or, you know, have my show shut down. That's why I really don't promote this one like that, because, you know, coming into a lot of the science and knowledge, you know, throughout the years, so a lot of those things were shut down over and over and blah, 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 you know, we never get into all that. But with that being said, it's the whole point, it's the spark, the idea and the manifestation and the inspiration, like just a spark, like boom, once the spark goes, then it's up to the person to do what they're gonna do after that, you know what I'm saying? So once that's done, once the truth is actually said or seen, then it's like people got their own opinions and mindsets of what they're gonna go after, what they're gonna see, and fear is a lot of it, you know, fear. Not understanding, not knowing what it is, because the right questions are not being answered. Because once again, people already think they got the answers to the questions they're not even asking. So, you know, when that happens, you got a lot of room for manipulation and mirrors and mirages and games that our government plays, definitely, you know what I mean? And a lot of other things, but keeping it simple at bay, you know, we're gonna wrap it up a little bit that. And if you have any questions, any more answers, like we got the new feature on here, so you send me your voice message on here, boom, I tap in. So, you know, anyone who's actually listening, all my players and people who's checking me out, just tap in right there, boom, 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 and I'll be able to hear what's going on from you. And if you got any questions, we'll be able to move forward with that. I'll holler at you. That is Saturday morning, Mazi.